So once upon a time, there was a hunter fisherman. One day he got into his kayak and he paddled away from his village looking for a new place to fish. And he paddled almost all day before he finally found a cove at the base of very tall cliffs. And so he went, beached his kayak, he put up his tent, and he got out his fishing rod, and he cast his bone hook into the sea, and he pulled fish after fish after fish out of that water. And the sun was just starting to set in the distance when finally he cast his bone hook into the sea one final time. And the bone hook disappeared beneath the waves, and it fell down through the water until finally it dragged along the seabed, and there it found a skeleton woman. And the skeleton woman spent many years at the bottom of that sea, and she was rocked back and forth by the waves of the ocean. And that bone hook with its line got tangled up inside her ribcage. And skeleton woman felt herself being pulled up from the seafloor, higher and higher through the waves, until finally she breached the surface, and for the first time in many years, she felt the sun upon her bony face. And when she turned, all she saw was fear. But the fisherman picked up his fishing rod, he jammed it into the kayak, and he paddled for shore as fast as he could. But when he looked behind him, he could see the skeleton woman as she jumped from wave to wave, pursuing him. He made it to the shore, and he picked up his fishing rod and he ran for the tent as fast as he could. And when he looked over his shoulder, he could see skeleton woman as she jumped from rock to rock, pursuing him. He finally made it to his tent, and he dove inside and he grabbed his fishing knife and he waited. But nothing happened. And when he looked outside of his tent, he could see skeleton woman lying there in the sand with the bone hook and the line all tangled up inside her ribcage, and finally he understood. Very carefully, he dragged that body into his tent. Without breaking any of her bones, he undid the bone hook and the line from her ribcage, and he laid her out, legs to legs, arms to arms, so she just looked like she was asleep. And he went over to his nets, and he got two fish, and he cooked them on the fire. And every once in a while, he'd look back at skeleton woman lying there, and he thought, how lonely for her to be at the bottom of the sea all those years, and he promised himself he would give her a proper burial in the morning. He brought his fish inside the tent, he consumed one fish, and he left a second fish for her by her head, and then he went to sleep. But his dreams were not restful. For that night, the fisherman dreamed of a village that made its home at the top of very tall cliffs, and life was good, the people were happy. But one day, the chief's only daughter was accused of a crime she did not commit, and the punishment for that crime was to be thrown from the tops of those very tall cliffs into the ocean below. And later it was revealed that she was not guilty of that crime, and her father died of a broken heart, and slowly that village just disappeared from the tops of those tall cliffs. And this dream was so sad that the fisherman's eyes filled with tears. And when Skeleton Woman saw those tears, she picked herself up. And with bones rattling, she made her way over to the fisherman, and she drank in his tears. And when she did, sinew appeared on her bones, knitting them together. And that's when she looked over and she saw the fish that he had left for her. And she consumed the fish, and when she did, muscle appeared on her bones, covered with the flesh. And then raven black hair sprouted out from her head, falling down in waves around her shoulders. She came over to the fisherman, and with one hand she reached deep inside his chest and she pulled out his beating heart. And as she held it in her hand, her own heart regrew inside her chest. Her lungs filled with air and she breathed for the first time in many years. And she opened her eyes, and what she saw was the fisherman. And she put that heart back into his chest, and then she crawled into the bedroll with him. And it wasn't long before they were tangled together, arms to legs, legs to arms, as lovers often are. Skin to skin, breath to breath, heart to heart. If you ever go to the ocean and you look out onto the horizon, you might see two little dots bobbing there, and you'll know that that is Skeleton Woman and her hunter fisherman making their lives together.